Well, I start our message. Let's commit the time in prayer.
我哋讲到之前，将以下嘅时候交咗俾主。
Heavenly Father, we want to thank you again.
我哋亲爱嘅天父，我哋再一次感谢你。
For the hymn that we praise,
我哋系能够称赞你。
we pray that you be very close to us.
求主你与我哋同在。
Help us to be humble and open our hearts to you.
帮助我哋谦卑下来，能够将我哋嘅心开放俾你。
And through your words, you can speak to us, remind us, and encourage us.
藉着你嘅话语，能够可以鼓励我哋，提醒我哋。
Please accept our prayer.
求主接纳我哋嘅祷告。
Amen.
阿门。
Now, in my last sermon, I mentioned 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 9 and 10.
上次我讲到系提及到帖撒罗尼加前书一章九至十节，
These three characteristics of a Christian life.
系当中系有关到三个基督徒生活嘅特征。
First, turning from idol to serve God.
第一个系离弃偶像去转向神。
Second, serving God wholeheartedly.
第二系全心全意服侍神。
And third, patiently waiting for the return of Christ.
第三点是耐心地等候基督的再临。
I have already covered the first two points in my previous sermon.
在上次讲到，我已经提及到刚才头嗰两点。
Today we will focus on the third point.
今日我哋会特别讲到第三点。
Patiently waiting for the return of Christ.
就是等候忍耐地等候基督再来。
Now, waiting requires a great patience, which can make us feel dull and tasteless.
等候呢，要需要好大嘅忍耐嘅，系使到我好多时啦，你会枯燥无味。
But if we are waiting for someone we love, it will not be difficult to endure.
但如果你等候一个呢，你所爱嘅人呢，你就唔会觉得呢系难忍耐啦。
Jacob once worked for his father-in-law for 14 years in order to marry Rachel.
是在旧约雅各因为是想迎娶拉结，他为他的岳父呢是工作了14年。
But he regarded these years of waiting as a few days.
他觉得等候这段时间呢只不过如同几日啫。
Therefore, waiting for someone we love will not be difficult.Rather filled with hope.
因此，如果等候你所爱嘅人咧，系唔会难受嘅，反而充满希望。
A distinctive feature of 1 Thessalonians is that each chapter ends with a mention of the Lord's second coming.
喺帖撒罗尼加前书系一个特征，就系每一章嘅结尾咧，佢特别提得到主嘅再来。
For example, chapter 1, verse 10 to 19, 3, 13, etc.
好似第一章十节啊，二章十九节，三章十三节等等。
But the message of Christ's second coming is mentioned many times in this short letter.
是有关到基督会再来这个的信息呢，是非常清楚在这本书里面。
Which shows the return of the Lord Jesus is the central theme of 1 Thessalonians.
因此，帖撒罗尼加前书佢嘅中心思想系有关到主耶稣嘅再临。
Do you believe that Christ will come again?
你会唔会相信主耶基督会再翻嚟呢？
Those who do not believe in the Lord will naturally not believe.
不信主嘅人，当然佢哋唔会相信。
Otherwise, they would have responded to the call of the gospel long ago.
否则佢早已经回应到呢个福音嘅呼召。
However, not all Christians who believe in the Lord necessarily believe in and eagerly anticipate the second coming.
但是信主的人呢，未必个个都会相信和盼望主会快再回来。
Whether out of curiosity or for other reasons, some people are very eager to know exactly when the Lord Jesus will return.
无论有些人出发点是因为是好奇心或者其他原因，很多人都很想知道基督是什么时候回来呢？
In 236 AD, a church leader named Hippolytus prophesied that the Lord Jesus would return to earth in the year 500 AD.
喺公元236年嘅时候，有位教会嘅领袖咧，当时佢个名叫做西波利特，佢曾经预言就话到喺公元500年嘅时候咧，基督会再翻嚟地球里边。
In 336 AD, another church leader revised his date, saying that Jesus would return when the calendar reached the year 400 AD.
喺公元336年，另一位教会嘅领袖咧，佢将呢个时间改咗啦，就话预言到咧喺公元400年嘅时候咧，基督会再翻嚟。
When both of these prophecies proved to be wrong, people were greatly disappointed.
日子咧都系错误咁样预言嘅时候啊，人民咧嘅心咧非常之失望啦。
Feeling that their fantasies have been shattered.
感觉到呢个幻想咧，就已经系破灭咗。
After 15 years of the religions reform that swept through Germany,
喺呢一个德国嘅宗教改革进行咗15年之后咧，
a pastor prophesied that Jesus would descend at 8 a.m. on October 19, 1533.
有位牧师咧，佢预言到。基督会喺1533年10月19号朝早8点，佢会降临。
His prediction eventually made quite a lot of news because the renowned reformer Martin Luther refused to accept his viewpoint.
佢呢个预测咧，引起到当时一个好大好大嘅新闻。点解咧？因为当时一个著名嘅改革家叫做马丁路德，佢系好拒绝接受呢个观点嘅。
Despite the controversy, a large group of people gathered with the pastor on the morning.
尽管咧，当时有好大嘅争议啊，嗰日清晨咧，确实有大班嘅人同埋呢位牧师咧，就系聚集一齐系。等住呢个8点钟来临。
And after 8 a.m. has passed, only he remained standing there.
点钟过咗之后咧，个个人走晒，剩翻一个人就系呢个牧师啦。
Also, near the end of last century, some people predicted that the Lord Jesus would return in the year 2000.
喺上个世纪末嘅时候，亦都有人咧预测到主耶稣咧喺公元2000年咧会翻嚟。
But he also failed to come true.
结果同一样系落空。
Throughout history, many people have attempted to predict or calculate the day of the Lord's return.
尽管历代以来，好多人咧系不断嘅预测或者计算主耶稣翻嚟嘅日子。
Some with confidence. Leading their followers to sell their homes, quit their jobs, and go up to the mountain to wait.
有啲人咧充满信心，佢点样样啊？佢带领游说一班人咧，叫佢哋卖掉佢房子，辞掉佢工作，上山去等候。
Only to return disappointed.
结果又系失望而归。
Because Jesus himself clearly stated in Matthew 24, verse 36.
因为主耶稣确确实实喺马太福音24章36节，佢咁话俾我哋听。
But about that day or hour, no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father.
那日子、那时辰，没有人知道，连天上的使者也不知道，子也不知道，唯独父知道。
Therefore, all precise predictions. Regarding the year, the month, and the day of return will ultimately prove to be in vain.
所以所谓呢啲准确嘅去预定几时几日嘅预测咧，其实全部都系徒然嘅。
Such erroneous predictions about the return of Jesus by believers can cause many harms and will only intensify the mockery. The Christian faith by those who do not believe.
啲信徒对耶稣再翻嚟呢一种嘅错误嘅预测咧，系带来好多嘅危害嘅，只会咧加到不信嘅人咧。 对基督嘅信仰嘅一种嘅嘲弄。
Not only does this lead unbelievers to ridicule the gospel, but it also dilutes the warning of the impending judgment and damages the reputation of Christians.
但对于不信嘅人呢，佢哋不断去嘲笑福音之外呢，甚至系冲淡咗真系将来主再翻嚟呢个审判嘅警告呢，佢哋亦都冲淡，甚至到基督徒呢嘅信誉呢，亦都有损害。
The return of the Lord Jesus is mentioned in many places in the Bible.
主耶稣再翻嚟呢，喺圣经里边呢，系提及到好多次。
Jesus himself taught his disciples, for example,
主耶稣咧教佢门徒曾经咁讲，
in Matthew 24 about the signs of his second coming.
喺马太福音24章系特别讲到基督再临嘅预兆。
False Christ and the false prophet deceiving people.
系假基督、假先知出嚟迷惑人。
Was persecution of believers, increasing lawlessness, natural disasters like earthquake, tsunamis, and the sign of the fig tree, which represent the restoration of the Israel country, the country of Israel.
譬如系打仗啊，信徒受到逼迫啊，不法嘅事啊，不断嘅增加啊，又有地震，又有海啸，同埋呢一个天灾人祸，特别系讲到无花果嘅预言，就有关以色列嘅复国等等，都喺圣经里边咧预言到。
Now, when these things occur more and more frequently, it indicates that the day of the Lord is drawing near.
当呢啲事情越嚟越频繁咁样出现嘅时候咧，我哋知道主再翻嚟嘅日子咧越嚟越近噶啦。
But people simply cannot predict when the kingdom of God will come.
人系根本唔能够预测到神嘅国度几时再翻嚟嘅。
The signs that Jesus mentioned here are not meant for us to predict when he will return, but rather to encourage us to have expectations, to be vigilant, and to prepare ourselves.
其实耶稣所讲嘅一切嘅再临嘅预兆咧，系叫我哋系唔好去预测佢几时几日边日会翻嚟，系叫我哋咧系有一个期待嘅心。呢、这个期待嘅心系要提高警觉，预备好我哋自己。
How do people view the matter of the Lord Jesus coming again?
咁人哋。睇到主耶稣再翻嚟呢件事咧，佢哋系点样去睇咧？有咩态度咧？
In general, there are three attitudes:
其实系三种嘅态度。
difference, fear, and eager expectation.
第一系漠不关心，第二系害怕，第三个系充满盼望。
Those who believe in God and Jesus naturally show an indifferent attitude.
系不信神，亦都不信耶稣基督嘅人咧，当然佢心态咧系漠不关心。
Even those who are believers may become indifferent or fearful.
嗱，有班系信主嘅人咧，佢哋咧可能会有害怕嘅心嘅噃。
If they are occupied with their own affairs and their relationship with God become distant.
点解佢害怕呢？可能因为佢忙于自己嘅事情，同埋神嘅关系系疏远啦。
When people have a lot of wealth and possessions, and if they love the world and the things of the world and enjoy the pressure within it, they might not wish for the return of the Lord Jesus so soon because they still have many personal matters to attend and to complete.
如果一个人咧有好多嘅财产咧，佢又爱世界同埋世界嘅事情嘅话咧，佢哋会点啊？又享受呢一个嘅世界里边嘅享乐嘅时候，当然咧，佢唔希望主咁快翻嚟啦，因为佢就好多事情都未曾做好。
Now, the Son of God once came into the world to save mankind. Many people refuse to believe it, saying that they wouldn't believe what you said unless they saw it with themselves, with their own eyes.
嗱，神嘅儿子耶稣基督曾经咧系救世主嘅身份咧系降生， 好多人咧系好唔想相信啊，就话除非咧我亲眼见到佢，但系我话要话俾你哋听，但系他们咧，若果真系有一日见到主耶稣嘅话咧。
But what they didn't expect was that when they saw it with their own eyes, it was already too late.
真系佢真眼见到耶稣嘅时候咧，我话俾你听，已经太迟啦。
Because what they saw of Christ at that moment was no longer the Savior, but the Lord who was coming to judge them.
因为若果亲眼见到主耶稣再翻嚟嘅时候咧，佢再唔系用救主嘅身份，乃系用一个审判我哋嘅主嘅身份。
However, if we love the Lord and all are in times of illness and sufferings,
但如果我哋爱主，我哋常常患病，身处患难嘅时候，
such as Linda shared about her physical weaknesses last week.
好似上星期 Linda 师母特别同我哋分享到佢身体嘅软弱嘅状况。
Or for those who are affected by war, facing constant threats to their lives, lacking food and security, they would eagerly await the sweet return of the Lord Jesus.
或者有啲人咧喺呢一个战争里边好大嘅影响啊，或者咧生命咧随时随地有呢一个威胁嘅时候咧，又缺乏食物又缺乏安全嘅人咧，佢哋会好迫切盼望主耶稣咧系早日翻嚟嘅。
To execute his righteous judgment and their bringing salvation, and to give us an incorruptible body.
佢哋会好盼望主耶稣翻嚟嘅时候咧，会施行公义、审判同埋拯救，俾佢哋一个
Therefore, if we love the Lord, we will eagerly await his return.
当我哋爱主嘅时候咧，我哋会盼望佢嘅来临。
Just as a couple eagerly anticipating seeing each other.
正如一对嘅情侣咧，佢哋好喜欢能够盼望见到对方。
But is this waiting passive, doing nothing?
咁得呢个等候系一个好被动嘅等候咧？
Right, those people mentioned earlier who ceased all their work, sold their houses, and went up to a mountain to wait for the return of the Lord Jesus.
好似刚才我所讲到呢班人等候主咧，乜都唔做，又辞工，又卖房子，走上去呢个山嘅时候咧，喺呢度等候。
Of course not.
当然唔系啦。
The return of the Lord will come when we least expect it, like a thief coming to steal.
讲俾你听，主翻嚟嗰个日子咧，系我哋刚刚系冇防备嘅时候，好似啲贼咧嚟到你屋企偷样一样，偷嘢一样，完全冇防备嘅。
You can never know when a thief will come, right?
但系咪我哋随时唔知道个贼几时嚟我哋屋企咧？
Just as the days of Noel, entering the ark,
正如咧挪亚进入方舟嗰一日。
before the flood came, people were eating, drinking, marrying, carry on with their lives as usual.
好似当时嗰班人咧吃喝玩乐嫁娶，当时咧照常工作啊，就系生活。
Like the people today continue to work, study, live, while indulging in Greek immorality or other actions contrary to God's will.
好似今日啲人咧继续工作啊，继续咧。当中有啲人咧系放纵、贪婪同埋奸淫，或者做咧嗰啲系合乎神旨意嘅事。
In the days as Noah entered the ark, suddenly and unknowingly the flood came, sweeping them all away.
就好似挪亚方舟嘅时候咧，嗰日突然间洪水咧就嚟啦，就将佢哋咧冲走咗啦。
The day of the Lord will also come suddenly without warning.
主耶稣咧再翻嚟个日子咧，同旧时一样嘅，系冇任何嘅，你唔知道嘅。
So, what attitude should we adopt while waiting for the return of Jesus?
既然咁样样，我哋需要系有乜嘢嘅态度嘅心态，预备主耶稣翻嚟咧？
Jesus wanted to be watchful.
主耶稣清楚嘅警告我哋，我哋要警醒。
He made his words so clear.
佢将佢话语讲得非常嘅清楚。
Why do people either remain indifferent or desperately want to know when the end times will come?
点解啲人咧个心情系漠不关心咧，甚至咧拼命要知道咧，乜嘢时候咧主会翻嚟个日子咧？
The reason is simple.
原因好简单嘅啫，
It is due to disbelief, sin, and fear of the unknown.
因为佢哋系不信，同埋心里边咧系有呢一个恐惧，系有关到可知嘅事情会发生。
How should we prepare to welcome his second coming?
咁我哋应该用乜嘢心态去预备主再翻嚟咧？
We can look at a relevant parable recorded in Matthew 25, verse 1 to 13.
我哋可以睇有关嘅比喻，系马太福音25:1-13，
That's the parable of the 10 virgins.
有关到10个童女嘅比喻，马太25:1-13，Matthew 1:25-1-13。
Due to time constraint, I will read verse 1 to 7 in English and Pastor Lucy will read the rest in Chinese.
因为时间嘅关系，Pastor Johnny 会读1-7节，我会读8-13节。
Matthew 25, verse 1 to 7. In the kingdom of heaven, we will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. Five of them were foolish and five were wise. For when the foolish took their lamp, they took low oil with them, but the wise took flasks of oil with their lamps. As the bridegroom was delayed, they all became drowsy and slept. But at midnight, there was a cry. Here is the bridegroom. Come out to meet him. Then all those virgins rose and trimmed their lamps.
第8节，愚蠢的对聪明的说：请把你们的油分一点给我们，我们的灯快要灭了。聪明的回答：这些恐怕不够我们大家用，不如你们自己到卖油的地方去买吧。他们去买油的时候，新郎来了，准备好了的童女就和他一同进去参加婚宴，门就关上了。后来其余的童女也来了，说：主啊，主啊，给我们开门吧。新郎却回答：我实在告诉你们，我不认识你们，所以你们要警醒，因为不知道那日子和那时间。
Let's take a look at the background of this parable.
我哋大家一齐睇睇呢个比喻嘅背景。
In ancient times, Jewish wedding were divided into two parts.
旧时喺犹太人嘅婚礼咧，可以分为两部分嘅。
The bridegroom first went to the bride's house to marry her and feast with the guests.
个新郎咧，首先咧去到女家迎娶呢个新娘，同埋设宴咧系款待宾客。
Sometimes the wedding feast lasted for 7 days.
有时呢个婚宴咧长达到7日嘅。
Then the bride and the groom returned to the groom's house for the wedding.
因此之后咧，新郎同埋新娘咧就翻去夫家去举行呢个婚礼。
Usually on the day the bridegroom went to fetch the bride, he first went to his friends and relatives to eat, drink, and be married until nightfall when he went to the bride's house to fetch her.
通常呢个新郎咧系迎娶呢个新娘嗰日咧，佢首先咧佢自己咧去到亲友屋企里边咧，同啲朋友咧就系吃喝快乐。到晚间嘅时候咧，先至去到新娘嘅屋企咧去迎娶佢嘅。
Thus, the young friends of the bride, that is the virgins, had the task of welcoming the bridegroom.
咁新娘佢啲年青嘅女仔咧，就系所谓呢个童女咧，佢哋会啲啊，佢哋负责系要迎接新郎呢个份嘅任务嘅。
When the bridegroom was delayed, the virgin lay down to rest.
当个新郎咧迟迟未到嘅时候咧，呢班童女通常咧，佢哋会咧就瞓躺下休息嘅。
Waiting for the people who accompany the bridegroom to shout loudly, "The bridegroom is here!"
去等候咧，陪伴新郎呢班人咧，大声欢呼话：新郎来了。
They then rose, each carrying a lamp, to go out and meet the bridegroom.
佢听到声音嘅时候咧，呢班童女就会起身噶，攞住把灯咧去迎接呢个新郎嘅。
Now, in this parable, the 10 virgins represent Christians.
个比喻里边十个童女系代表基督徒。
I say that in 2 Corinthians 11 verse 2, saying that since I betrothed you to one husband to present you as a pure virgin to Christ.
喺林后十一章二节里边话到，要把你们如同贞洁的童女许配给基督。
The bridegroom symbolized the Lord Jesus, who's coming to marry the bride.
新郎系预表到主耶稣基督，佢将要迎娶新娘。
The oil represents the Holy Spirit.
油呢系代表系耶和嘅灵。圣灵
As Isaiah 61 verse 1 said,
"喺以赛亚书六十一章一节，
The Spirit of the Lord Yahweh is upon me, because Yahweh has anointed me.
佢话到主耶和嘅灵在我身上，因为耶和用膏膏抹我。
And then did not bring any oil, means that they did not allow the Holy Spirit to permeate and fill every part of themselves, the vessel.
如果讲到咧冇带到油呢件事咧，就系话到啊呢班童女咧冇将到圣灵完全充满喺佢个心全心里边啦。
While being filled with the Holy Spirit, bringing fast of oil with the lamps is something we need to strive for at a cost.
被圣灵充满，正如呢个比喻所讲嘅呢个油。要装喺呢一个器皿里边咧，系我哋当务必须做嘅责任同埋追求。
Both the foolish and the wise virgins have their lamps, but the key difference is that the foolish one did not bring any extra oil.
愚拙嘅同埋聪明嘅人都拿住一盏灯，边一点系将佢哋分开呢？就系、是、愚拙嘅人系冇带到油。
As said in verse 3 there,
特别喺第三节里边讲到啦，
while the wise one in jars along with the lamps.
但系聪明嘅人咧，佢点样？除咗灯之外咧，佢带住个油瓶装满油。
This symbolizes believers allowing the Holy Spirit to spread from their spirit and fill every part of their bodies.
系咩意思咧？攞住个油，呢、这个聪明人咧，象征到信徒。让圣灵能够充满佢嘅灵，充满咗整个神嘅身体各部分。
So it is our responsibility to let the Holy Spirit to fill us, as Ephesians 5:18 instructs us.
喺以弗所书五章十八节话俾我听，我系我哋信徒嘅责任，让圣灵充满我哋。
Be filled with the Spirit, so he said.
呢个讲到呢个系个命令嚟嘅。要被圣灵充满，
So this is a commandment, so we should follow it.
呢个系一个命令，我哋必须遵守。
Now, whether someone is considered wise or foolish in the eyes of God is not from inherent nature, but about whether they fulfill their due responsibilities.
一个人喺神面前呢，系聪明。或者愚蠢呢，唔系归咎于佢天生系如此，乃系系佢是否能够尽到自己该尽嘅责任。
As the bridegroom was delayed, represent the delayed return of Christ.
当呢个新娘迟迟未翻嚟嘅时候呢，预表到啊呢一个嘅主再翻嚟呢，系仲未到成就。
As 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 9 says,
在彼得后书三章九节是这样讲到，
The Lord is not slow to fulfill his promise as some count slowness, but is patient toward you, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should reach repentance.
这个经文说到，主所应许尚未成就，有人以为他是淡然，其实不是淡然，乃是宽容你们，不愿一人沉沦，乃愿人人都悔改。
The virgin, they all became drowsy.
当时的童女个个都瞌睡了。
Sleepiness is caused by physical and mental exhaustion, thus symbolizing the physical aging or illness of the believers.
这个盖睡是有一个意思的，就说到身心疲惫，是象征到信徒的肉身衰老或者患病。
Sleeping symbolizes the physical death of the believer.
当话到睡着呢，就象征到信徒肉身嘅死。As
1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 18 says, then those who have fallen asleep in Christ have perished.
喺哥林多前书15章18节讲到，就是在基督里睡了的人也灭亡了。
The Lord Jesus had promised that he would return.
主耶稣应许话佢会再翻嚟。
But over 2,000 years have passed. The Lord still delayed and have not come yet.
等过咗2000年啦，主仲未翻嚟喎。
Therefore, the vast majority of believers became drowsy, got old, or fell ill.
所以大部分嘅信徒咧，开始点样打盖睡，意思即系话开始衰老患病啦。
Before Christ return，
而且咧，甚至到喺主未翻嚟之前咧，有啲睡着咗，即系过世啦。And
then eventually, some of them now asleep, pass away. Now, the delay of the bridegroom is a test to distinguish the wise from the foolish.
耶稣基督呢位新娘延迟翻嚟咧，其实有个目的嘅，系试验。 出边啲系聪明，边啲系愚蠢嘅。
The foolish ones used to think that the wise ones were always busy preparing oil in vessels, but now they have realized that they themselves need the oil.
愚蠢啲人咧，平日咧就话：，你啲聪明人真系多事干啦，又要咧预备油啊器皿啦。点知突然间佢发现啦，原来佢哋自己真系要需要呢个油瓶装油啊，等呢个新郎嚟啊！
The distinction between the wise and foolish believers lies in what happens before they fall asleep.
信徒聪明或者愚拙嘅分别咧，完全系呢一点，就喺瞓着，意思死之前啊，佢哋个光景系点样样。
How we live in this world determines our position before the Lord Jesus in future.
我哋现时点样活嘅光景，完全决定于我哋将来喺主面前嗰个地位。
This life is a test to see if we are worthy to enter the kingdom of God in the afterlife.
其实今生就系一个嘅考验，考验我哋来世配唔配得进入神嘅国。
To partake in the Lamb's wedding feast, which symbolizes the abundant salvation feast of the bridegroom.
同埋测验我哋有冇呢个资格入到去羔羊嘅婚宴，即系新郎丰盛救恩嘅筵席。
The actions and experiences of believers while alive are what we will be judged on and prepared for the Lord.
信徒现在活着行事经历，乃系我哋将来一个嘅确据，可唔可以入到见到主嘅一个嘅预备？
As Revelation chapter 19, 7 to 8 says,
启示录19章7至8节。
Let us rejoice and exult and give him the glory, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his bride has made herself ready. It was granted her to clothe herself with fine linen, bright and pure, for the fine linen is the righteous deeds of the saints.
呢个经文话到，我哋要欢喜快乐，把荣耀归给他，因为羊羔羊的婚期到了，他的新娘也自己预备好了，并且有光洁的细麻衣赐给他穿上。这细麻衣就是圣徒的义行。
Here it tells us the bride has made herself ready and she wore a fine linen dress, which was the righteous deeds of the saints.
呢度系话到呢个新娘咧，佢自己预备好啦。点预备好咧？就系佢穿着咗呢个光洁的细麻衣。呢个细麻衣就系圣徒嘅公义嘅行为。
Believers will inevitably need oil be filled with the Spirit.
信徒咧，迟早必须要有呢个预备，就系咧呢个油瓶系充满油，意思就系话到我哋被圣灵充满嘅。
If not prepared this in this life, it may be too late in the next.
若果今世我哋预备唔好咧，将来系来不及噶。
Having just a little oil to keep the lamp burning right now may seem sufficient, but if the bridegroom delays, the lamp will go out unexpectedly.
如果你现在今世咧有一点点嘅油，系谂住咧仍然咧系点着点着，但系当呢一个新郎迟翻嚟嘅时候咧，你啲油就唔够噶啦，你会措手不及，灯就会熄灭嘅。
The verse 9 tells us the filling of the Spirit must be pursued by oneself. You go to those who sell oil and buy some for yourself.
第九节话俾我哋听，圣灵嘅充满一定要自己去追求嘅，你要自己去做嘅。
Pursuing the filling of the Spirit comes at a cost, such as enduring trials of faith, forsaking everything, carrying the cross, denying yourself, and following the Lord.
去追求圣灵嘅充满咧，系需要付出一个代价啊！正如去卖油嘅地方去买，系点样样咧？信心要经过试炼，要撇下一切，背起十字架，舍己跟随主等等。
Now, dealing with sin is fundamental, for the Holy Spirit will not fill in an impure vessel, as He is holy.
对付罪咧系先决嘅条件，罪如果未对付咧，圣灵系唔会充满不洁嘅器皿嘅，因为佢系圣洁嘅灵。
Other people can only point the way to you for you how to be filled with the Spirit, but they cannot do it for you.
人哋咧会话俾你听，指俾你听点样被圣灵充满，但系佢唔能够代替你去做嘅。
Spiritual experiences and achievement cannot be shared or done by others in place of you.
属灵嘅经验同埋成就咧，唔可以分俾别人啊，代替你去做嘅。
The hope of the Lord's return is meant to bring joy to us believers, well, as we will feast with him.
主再翻嚟呢个盼望咧，其实是一个好快乐嘅盼望啊，因为咧我哋会同佢同坐坐席。
But if we do not stay alert and prepare ourselves, we will be punished by the Lord.
但若果我哋唔警醒预备嘅话咧，我哋会被主惩责嘅，责罚嘅。
The five foolish ones were not prepared and were all barred from entering because the bridegroom said he did not know them.
嗰五个愚蠢嘅人咧，因为佢预备得唔好，完全被主拒绝于门外。啊，因为神郎就话咧，我唔认识你哋啊。
These words are very similar to Matthew 7, verse 21 to 23.
这些说话呢，就好似从呢个马太福音第七章21至23节里面讲到啦。
Here we said, he said, not everyone who said to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. On that day, many will say to me, Lord, Lord, will you not prophesy in your name and cast out demons in your name and do many mighty works in your name? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of lawlessness.
咁大家已经睇到啦，喺呢个马太福音里边第七节啦，啊，当时嘅人啦，主啊，主啊，一路叫主面，主啊，我不认识你啊，主啊，我唔系为你讲道咩？我唔系为你系去做好多嘅嘢咧。 主话我唔认识你啊。
And then it continue later on to chapter 7, Matthew 7, 24 to 27, it talks about the distinction between the wise and the foolish.
继续喺马太福音七章24到27节就话俾我哋听，点样分辨愚蠢同埋智慧嘅人呢？
Tells us here, everyone then who hears these words of mine and does them will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock, and the rain fell, and the flood came, and the wind blew and beat that house, but it did not fall because it had been founded on the rock. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the wind blew and beat against that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it.
所以凡听见我这说话又遵行的，就像聪明的人，把自己房子盖在磐石上，雨淋、水冲、风吹，摇撼那房子，房子却不倒塌，因为建基在磐石上。凡听见我这些话却不遵行的，就像愚蠢的人，把自己的房子盖在沙土上，雨淋、水冲、风吹，摇撼那房子，房子就倒塌了，并且倒塌得很厉害。
Now in Judea, the summer were dry, and the winters brought heavy rain and floods.
在犹太地呢，通常呢夏天的时候呢是很干的，冬天呢就大雨大水的。
People typically build their house on summer.
啲人呢通常呢夏天呢就建立佢哋嘅房子啦。
However, only the ignorant would forget the heavy rains of winter and build their houses on sand.
但系呢，唯一啲无知嘅人呢，佢哋忘记咗冬天呢大雨大水呢，就将呢个房子呢建立喺个沙土上。
Building on sand, of course, will be quicker as it requires much less time and effort and sweat because there's no foundation is needed.
但如果咧将啲房子建喺沙土上咧，真系悭水悭力啦，又快系咪啊
？Now, in the eyes of the foolish, building on rock would seem unwise, troublesome, and laborious.
嗱。对于嗰啲嘅愚蠢嘅人咧，见到啲聪明人咧，就建喺啲磐石，佢梗系咧真系愚蠢啦！我哋咁方便、咁容易整，点解要咁辛苦呢
？The words of the Lord are the foundation and cornerstones of the life and works of people in the kingdom of God, representing the will of the Father.
主嘅话语系对于天国嘅子民嚟讲咧，系。我哋嘅生活同埋工作嗰个嘅磐石同埋根基，系代表到天父嘅旨意。
When we hear the word of the Lord and follow them, we are building our entire lives upon the foundation of these words.
当我哋听到神嘅话语而去遵行嘅时候咧，我哋嘅一生嘅建造就系主话语嗰个根基嘅磐石上啦。
If the disciples' character is built upon the foundation of the Lord's words, such a character will surely be able to withstand the test and temptations of wind and rain.
如果门徒嘅为人做事系建立咗喺主嘅话语上边嘅话咧，佢嘅整个嘅品格啊，能经得起风险，那个考验。同埋呢个试探嘅
，The foolish person is the one who hears the word but does not act upon it。
但愚蠢嘅人咧，听咗道之后咧，佢唔会遵行神嘅话语嘅。
Living by their own desires，
佢就随心所欲啦，任意而行。
They have a shallow life with no foundation。
佢嘅生命好肤浅嘅，冇根基嘅。
If our life and work are based on human desires, they will not withstand the various trials of life, leading to collapse and losses, not just in this life, but in the next to come.
如果我哋嘅生活工作咧以仁义为基础嘅话咧，呢种系过唔到呢一个嘅各种嘅考验嘅，迟早会倒塌 亏损，而且呢个亏损系非常之大嘅，不止系今世受到亏损，来世亦都受到亏损。
Therefore, from God's perspective, whether one is wise or foolish depends on how they respond to the word of the Lord.
所以从神眼光去睇，你系聪明或者系愚拙咧，系基本上个条件就系你对主嘅话语，你嘅回应系点样，而系一个分界线。
And not based on human standards of intelligence or foolishness rooted in human achievements.
而系唔系按人嘅眼光去睇，以为咧聪明或愚拙咧，看住人做事嗰个叻唔叻啊？有冇本领啊？
Now, choosing to serve God full time may seem foolish in the eyes of worldly values.
选择全时间服侍神，喺世俗嘅价值观念嚟讲咧，真系愚拙啦。
As it may entail losing material security and comfort.
意味到咧，又失去到物质嘅保障啦，同埋安全感啦。
As a family, our way of life needs to be significantly adjusted to accommodate with all these changes.
作为一个家庭，我哋嘅生活嘅方式咧，需要大幅嘅调整同埋配合。
But from God's perspective, responding to his call and his leading to serve him and the church full time is a wise choice.
但系从神眼光当中嘅事，当时我哋呼应系回应神嘅呼召同埋带领嘅时候，去服侍神同埋去教会咧，系一个聪明嘅选择。
Because it has eternal value and blessings.
因为当中系有永恒嘅价值同埋福分嘅，
And it's one of the ways to storing up treasures in heaven.
系积聚财宝喺天上方式之一。
By faith and the grace of the Lord, our family has experienced much encouragement and joy.
凭着信心同埋主嘅恩典嘅帮助咧，我哋一家经历咗好多嘅鼓励同埋喜乐。
To the extent that our daughter Grace had also embarked on the path of full-time service,
以至到我哋嘅女儿 Grace 咧，亦都走上全时间服侍嘅道路，被主使用。
And her gift have been used by the Lord.
佢嘅恩赐咧，系被主所用。
Now, returning to Matthew 25, verse 13.
我哋回翻去马太福音25章第13节。
Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour.
所以你们要警醒。因为那日子、那时辰，你们还是不知道的。
Now, here, watch means to be prepared, as in verse 10.
呢个字警醒喺呢度嘅意思啫，就系话到预备好，就好似第十节里边所讲，预备好。
Since the day of the Lord's return is unknown to us, we should be prepared in advance and stay vigilant.
主再来嘅时候咧，系人系所不能够知道嘅，所以我哋要当趁早预备好。
Now, the distinction here lies in whether the vessel is prepared with enough oil.
嗱，嗰个分别咧，就系嗰个器皿够唔够足够嘅油，呢个就系一个分别啦。
If our hearts lack the presence and fullness of the Holy Spirit, the lamp will surely dim and even extinguish.
如果我哋嘅心系冇被圣灵完全嘅充满，你冇去预备嘅时候咧，有一日必定会昏暗，亦都会灭亡嘅。
This signifies spiritual darkness.
呢个咧系代表乜嘢咧？系代表心灵嘅黑暗，
Behavior without shining light,
行为系唔能够发光嘅。
a condition unfit for encountering the Lord.
呢种嘅情况系不能够见主面嘅。
Thus, we must allow the Holy Spirit to dwell and fill our hearts.
我哋必须随时随地让圣灵充满我哋嘅心。
Make our spiritual eyes bright, our actions bear witness, our conscience clear. And our faith, love, hope, abundant.
使到我哋个心眼系明亮，行为有见证，良心系冇亏欠，信心 爱心、盼望都充足，呢啲人先至话系预备好见主面嘅人。
So we do this in order to be prepared to meet the Lord.
我哋预备呢一切，能够去见主面。
Now, how to prepare for the Lord's return? Let's contemplate for a few moments.
嗱，我哋而家要咧系谈及到点样预备去见主再翻嚟咧。
Now, to prepare for the Lord's return, we need to be ready all at all times, since Jesus can come at any moment.
既然耶稣会任何时候都会翻嚟，既然系真嘅，我哋就要预备好见主啦。
So here are four aspects in which we can prepare.
我哋可以预备自己有四点。
Number one, love him and obey him.
第一点系爱佢同埋信服佢。
Now we should wholeheartedly love God and show our love by obeying his commandments.
我哋要尽心尽力。尽意去爱神同埋信服佢嘅话语。
In John chapter 14, verse 15 says,
喺约翰福音14:15咁样话：
If you love me, you will keep my commandments.
你们若爱我，就必遵守我的命令。
Loving God involves obeying His commandments and living according to His will.
你愿意遵守主嘅命令啊，神嘅旨意嘅时候咧，就显示我哋爱神啦。
It's like our like the children, saying they love their parents, and would they listen, obey their parents' instruction?
当我啲细蚊仔话爱我哋，但系咧唔听我哋讲嘅，你哋系咪等于爱我哋咧？
Now, so true love involves obedience.
因此真嘅爱咧，系一定会包含系有个信服嘅心。
Obedience is better than sacrifice, and God delights in people who obey His words.
信服系胜于献祭，神喜悦人听从佢嘅话语。
Number two, serve God faithfully.
第二点，忠心服侍神。
We should be faithful in the responsibilities the Lord has entrusted to us.
我哋要忠心，系神所交托我哋一切嘅职责，忠心嘅服侍主。
Now, being faithful in serving the Lord, being a faithful servant, living a godly life, rather than assuming that since the Lord's coming late, we can be careless.
做一个忠心嘅仆人咧，我哋要系过敬虔嘅生活，而唔系咧就话住主咧系迟迟冇翻嚟，就系、是、可以随时咧就系个生活咧就系、是、一团糟。
The suddenness of Jesus' return means we must be diligent in God's work.
当主系迟迟未翻嚟嘅时候咧。嗰度系有一个嘅特别嘅意思嘅。
Our lives should be lived to the fullest, as if each day were the last.
我哋系点样样咧？当我哋必须咧为神嘅事咧就系、是、忙碌啦。我哋嘅生活咧要系好充实，仿佛咧每一天嘅生活咧系等于我哋生命最后一天一样。
We should treat every day as a gift to honor God.
我哋要将每一天咧作为一个嘅系神俾我哋恩赐嚟荣耀神。
Number three, be watchful, stay alert, in other words, and prepare yourself.
第三点要警醒，预备好自己。
When the Lord speaks of his return, he mentioned coming like a thief in the night.
主话到佢翻嚟嘅时候咧，好像一个贼一样，系好隐密嘅，好隐蔽嘅，来到我哋当中。
We should be alert and prepared with our lives filled with the Spirit, Holy Spirit.
我哋要预备我哋自己嘅生命咧，系能够被圣灵充满。
Growing and maturing so that we are precious in His eyes.
要成长成熟，使到我哋能够预备到等候神。
Being watchful and prepared, well, this has been mentioned previously, so I won't go in further detail
头
here.
先我咧不断咧讲到你要预备啦，同埋警醒，我已经讲过啦，我唔会再提。
And lastly, number four, wait with the hope for the Lord's return.
第四点系等候盼望主嘅再来。
Now, Christ's first coming brought salvation through his death and resurrection.
耶稣基督第一次到世上嘅时候，系俾我哋嘅降临咧，系透过佢嘅死同埋复活咧，带来咗救恩。
But his second coming will bring judgment and the resurrection of our bodies.
但系佢第二次再降临嘅时候咧，就会咧系俾我哋一个盼望，特别就系佢身体嘅复活。
Which is our ultimate goal and hope of redemption.
呢个身体嘅复活咧，就系呢一个嘅救赎最终目标同埋盼望。As
Romans chapter 8, verse 23 said,
喺罗马书8章23节讲到，
and not only the creation, but we ourselves, who have been first fruit of the Spirit, grown inwardly as we wait eagerly for the adoption as sons. The redemption of our bodies.
罗马书8章里面讲到，不但如此，就是我们这有圣灵初结果子的，也是自己心里叹息，等候着儿子的名分，乃是我们身体嘅得赎。
We eagerly await the redemption of our bodies.
我哋系好热切嘅盼望到我哋身体得到呢个得赎。
Having bodies that will not decay, be limited by degeneration, disease, or pain.
就系呢个身体咧，系唔会扭坏嘅身体，唔会咧系退化嘅，有疾病嘅、痛楚嘅所有呢啲嘅限制。
If we truly love the Lord Jesus, we will desire his early return.
如果我哋真系爱主耶稣基督嘅话，我哋会让佢早点翻嚟。
Prepare yourself to welcome the Lord's return.
仲要预备好我哋自己咧，迎接主再翻嚟。
In doing so, his return becomes our glorious hope.
如果系咁样样嘅时候，佢嘅再翻嚟就成为我哋一个荣耀嘅盼望。
May we live a godly life pleasing to him.
愿我哋天天系过敬虔度日。 我哋咧就好快就会达到预备到好呢个嘅地步啦。
So naturally, we do so, we will soon be a stage of being fully prepared.
如果我哋系咁敬虔度日嘅时候，我哋就真系将我哋自己生命咧系预备不得好嚟个迎接主。
Okay, that's the end of my message today.
呢个就系今日我嘅信息。
Let's commit the time in prayer again.
我哋作一个祷告。
Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word speaking to us.
我哋恩主，我哋满心感谢你，你嘅话语系对我哋嘅鼓励。
May we be opened to your words and be prepared.
求主帮助我哋嘅心完全开放俾你，而系有一个预备警惕嘅心。
Help us to be able to focus in you.
当我哋咧将个焦点完全摆喺你身上。
Help us to be able to be willing to pay a cost to have our life filled with the Holy Spirit.
帮助我哋愿意咧，真系付出一切嘅代价，使到主你嘅圣灵常常充满喺我哋身上。
Giving us the power to overcome temptation and sin.
使到我哋咧系有呢个力量，能够咧就系胜过试探同埋罪恶。
Since we do not know when the Lord will return, help us to be able to anticipate and always be prepared.
既然主，我哋唔知道你何时何日翻嚟嘅时候，常常帮助我哋点样去预备我哋自己去迎接你。
For your glory's sake, we pray.
我哋将一切都感恩、祷告、交托你。
Amen.
阿门。